Indeed, let me make a bold prediction. In the future, and to a great extent already in the present, the key distinction for international trade will no longer be things that can be put in a box and things that cannot. It will instead be between services that can be delivered electronically over long distances with little or no degradation of quality and those that cannot. The tradability of a vast array of services is, as they say, the new thing. And there is little doubt that the fraction of services that can be delivered electronically will grow. Princeton University Center for Economic Policy Studies Working Paper Number 119, December 2005. So if that is the direction of the global economy, who will the untouchables be? What jobs are not likely to become fungible, easy to automate, digitize, or outsource? I would argue that the untouchables in a flat world will fall into three broad categories. First are people who are really special or specialized. This label would apply to Michael Jordan, Madonna, Elton John, J.K. Rowling, your brain surgeon, and the top cancer researcher at the National Institutes of Health. These people perform functions in ways that are so special or specialized that they can never be outsourced, automated, or made tradable by electronic transfer. They are untouchables. They have a global market for their goods and services and can command global wages. Second are people who are really localized and anchored. This category includes many, many people. They are untouchables because their jobs must be done in a specific location, either because they involve some specific local knowledge or because they require face-to-face personalized contact or interaction with a customer, client, patient, colleague, or audience. All these people are untouchables because they are anchored. My barber, the waitress at lunch, the chefs in the kitchen, the plumber, nurses, my dentist, lounge singers, masseurs, retail sales clerks, repairmen, electricians, nannies, gardeners, cleaning ladies, and divorce lawyers. Note that these people can be working in high-end jobs, divorce lawyer, dentist, vocational jobs, plumber, carpenter, or low-end jobs, garbage collector, maid. Regardless of that worker's level of sophistication, their wages will be set by the local market forces of supply and demand. That then brings me to the third broad category. This category includes people in many formerly middle-class jobs, from assembly line work to data entry to securities analysis to certain forms of accounting and radiology that were once deemed non-fungible or non-tradable and are now being made quite fungible and tradable thanks to the 10 flatteners. Let's call these the old middle jobs. Many of them are now under pressure from the flattening of the world. As Nandan Nilekani puts it, "The problem for America is in the middle, because the days when you could count on being an accounts payable clerk are gone, and a lot of the middle class are where that old middle is. The middle has not yet grasped the competitive intensity of the future. Unless they do, they will not make the investments in reskilling themselves, and you will end up with a lot of people stranded on an island." That is not something we want. The American economy used to look like a bell curve, with a big bulge in the middle. That bulge of middle-class jobs has been the foundation not only of our economic stability, but of our political stability as well. Democracy cannot be stable without a broad and deep middle class. We cannot afford to move from a bell curve economy to a barbell economy, with a big high end and a bigger low end and nothing in the middle. It would be economically unfair and politically unstable. As former Clinton National Economic Advisor Gene Sperling rightly argues, we either grow together or we will grow apart. So if the next new thing is the automation and outsourcing of more and more old middle-class jobs, then the big question for America and every other developed country is this: what will be the jobs of the new middle? And what skills will they be based on? In the United States, new middle jobs are coming into being all the time. That is why we don't have large-scale unemployment, despite the flattening of the world. But to get and keep these new middle jobs, you need certain skills that are suited to the flat world. Skills that can make you, at least temporarily, special, specialized, or anchored, and therefore, at least temporarily, an untouchable. In the new middle, we are all temps now.